6.
While it is true that graduates from Oxford and Cambridge enjoy starting salaries £7,500 per year higher on average than those graduating from other UK universities, this might reflect the academic quality of those students who manage to get into those prestigious universities. Research by Caroline Hoxby, Professor of Economics at Stanford University, shows that a key factor in your success at university is your peer group. It turns out that the ideal group to be in is a group of students who are just slightly better than you. Such a group allows you to retain your confidence while at the same time pushing you to keep up. Being successful at university has a knock-on effect on your salary. A study published by the London School of Economics finds that 5 years after university, graduates who qualified with a 2-1 or higher can expect to earn 7 to 9% more than their counterparts with inferior degrees. Moreover, at university, you might build up a network of people who could further your career.
7.
Nobody knows what the labour market is going to look like in 10 years' time, so future-proofing your qualifications and skills is essential. Merin Somerset Webb, editor of Money Week magazine, says that the most important investment you can make is in yourself. Keep learning about the field that you're in. You need to constantly expand your skill base so that you do things that can't be done by a robot, like designing robots, for example. Alternatively, you can choose a line of work in which robots are unlikely to thrive. These include jobs in counselling and therapy, research and development, professional sports, the arts, investigative journalism, politics, in fact, any area of work that requires empathy, creativity, critical thinking, management skills, or the ability to negotiate effectively. This will increase your odds of staying employed and keeping that steady paycheck, no matter what happens. Of course, it isn't sensible to make all your study decisions according to possible future earnings. Money isn't everything, after all. We all have different passions and strengths, and our study choices should reflect that. However, in these uncertain times, there is no harm in bringing a financial perspective to the thorny business of planning your studies.